We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Bay Area, Alex reporting that the Giants are not positioning themselves as a short-term solution for Bryce Harper. Per sources, the two sides have discussed a 10-year deal. Alex, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy. Is this 10-year deal that's on the table, is that a new development in the Giants pursuing Harper?
I'm not sure about when they offered it, so I don't know how new it is. I think it's new in terms of the perception, which has been all along that maybe the Giants and the Dodgers are short-term solutions for him. If he doesn't want to go to Philadelphia, people have thought the Phillies are the team most likely to give him 10, 11 years. Any deal of that length is going to be $300+ million. But what I just reported is that they do have a 10-year deal that they're discussing with him. So I think that puts them on par with the Phillies, at least you would think. And it sounds like the Dodgers are serious in that respect too. So I do think this makes it much more likely for them because it does seem like he doesn't want to go to Philadelphia.
Alex, I'm excited, and I know the fans are. You know, there's just a chance. Where do things stand now? Is it about Bryce just saying, I choose you, San Francisco Giants, where do I sign?
I cannot tell you after 4 months or whatever we're at what he's thinking or where he stands. I think for him it's about setting a record, and that was why I always had a hard time wrapping my head around the Giants because – you know, they do not want to spend a lot of money, and that's something Farhan Zaidi hasn't done in the past. And I think you look at their offseason, they have not handed out a deal longer than 1 year so far. But if they are willing to go 10 years, that puts them right there. I mean, he has made it clear to the Giants that he likes San Francisco, he likes the city, he likes the core of this team. So I do think that this puts it. It's been in his boat all along. It's his decision to make, but I do think this makes it a much more interesting decision and certainly makes the Giants a very, very serious contender here.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Bay Area, joining us. Alex has just broken that the Giants are not positioning themselves as a short-term solution for Bryce Harper. Per sources, the two sides have discussed a 10-year deal. Did Nolan Arenado's contract have anything to do with where we are now?
No, you know, my belief is that that this was probably something they were discussing before then. I think maybe if he's sitting there and again, I don't know the numbers. If it was 10 years and $31 million, 10 years at 32, maybe they sit there yesterday and go, well, no one's getting 32.5 per year. So let's go a little bit beyond that. So maybe that has some effect going forward. But in terms of the actual length of this deal, I don't think that had anything to do with Arenado.
If, Alex, somehow the Giants are not chosen, I was telling Stoney the fans should just, you know, tip your cap to the front office for even trying to get a guy of Bryce Harper's talent. Where do you stand on that if somehow they don't get Bryce Harper? Because this is a shocker just hearing that they're in the sweepstakes.
Yeah, look, I know people get annoyed and people say they always finish second and always are the runner-up. And there's some validity to that, but I mean it is, there's something to be said for being right there at the end last year with Stanton, and ultimately he decided he didn't want to come to San Francisco, but they are right there at the end here with Harper too. So I think if he doesn't come here, that's because he chose to go somewhere else, or maybe somebody in Philadelphia, Los Angeles maybe stepped up and made an offer he could not refuse. But you can't say if the Giants are at 10 years somewhere in the range of $300 million, that this is not serious and that they didn't give it a real good shot.
Alex, what do you think the timing is looking like on this?
You know what? Again, I think we've waited so long. You would think he would want to be in camp when games started. You'd think he'd want to be in camp at the beginning. But it seems like they are going to wait this out. And I know the Giants have thought that he's going to be patient. And you have to give them credit. I mean, I thought all along that maybe they overplayed their hand, but Scott Boras is sitting here at the end of February with the Phillies, who are desperate for a star, and then the Giants and Dodgers, who are longtime rivals and maybe battling each other in terms of how much they're willing to offer. So I think if they've gotten to this point, I don't know that we're anywhere close to the point of make your best offer, but certainly I think they have a pretty good idea of at least two or three teams that are willing to give them that kind of money. And you know, I think it's up to them now. I mean, do they want to take it? Do they want to get in camp? Do they want to be ready for opening day? Or do they want to wait this out a couple more weeks and see if somebody blinks?
Alex, about yesterday's sit down with Bear and Farhan, are you able to tell us anything about what kind of transpired, if anything?
No, I mean, you know, Carey Crowley of the San Jose Mercury News did a great job this morning with that. I can just confirm that they did meet. I think it again shows you how serious they are here. And going back to your point about Arenado, I mean, probably not the greatest timing to meet with him again right after Nolan gets $32.5 million a year. But I think, again, just a meeting just like the first one and continuing to discuss this and continuing to put pressure on Harper to make a decision.
Alex, thanks a lot for joining us on the Spur of the Moment. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch you down the road.
All right, take care, guys.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, reporting that the Giants are talking about a 10-year deal now with Bryce Harper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.